Welcome to Mercedes-Benz Audio Experiences, Viva Casa Mérida, an audio road trip through the Mexican peninsula of Yucatan. A concrete oasis in the heart of the city, Casa Mérida by architect Ludwig Godefroy combines Mayan culture with post-brutalism. Exploring Yucatan in the Mercedes AMG GLB 35 4MATIC. It's noon and 35 degrees already. The sun bathes the Mexican peninsula of Yucatan in a glistening light. The shadows, still short, are better at soothing the dazzled eyes than having a cooling effect. The high humidity makes the heat relentless. Mérida is the capital of the state of Yucatan. Its great cultural heritage comes from a rich past. The Mayans founded a city called Tohia long before the Spanish colonizers arrived. Today's city was built mid-16th century on top of the ruins of the old town. As in many other Spanish colonial cities, the streets of the city center are arranged in a grid. The numbering system is simple, odd numbers from east to west, even numbers from north to south, and they often are one-way streets. The built-in MBUX infotainment system makes light work of the journey to the house. It redirects our vehicle, a Mercedes AMG GLB 35 4MATIC, to avoid the sluggish city center traffic. We knock on the door of the house number 497, outside a rather inconspicuous gray-beige facade. The dark brown wooden door opens, and we step inside. Welcome to Casa Mérida. As soon as we enter, the shade and cooler temperatures come as a welcome relief. Patterned tiles shimmer on the entrance hall floor. And the view falls on a gate at the other end of the room. We walk through and see a long, narrow, open path lined with arching hemp and palm branches swaying in the hot wind. To the left of the path, several residential buildings made of unrendered concrete alternate with spacious, undeveloped gravel areas. Huge water channels and steps run along the entire side of a living area and could form the side of a pyramid. We can barely contain our excitement at the playful but clear architecture. Gentle birdsong can be heard while the sounds of a school orchestra rehearsal waft across the grounds from a nearby school. It's hard to believe that we're actually in the heart of a big city. I take people out of the city. My architecture can't be seen from the street. But the moment you push open the door and enter the house, a new world begins. You should feel so comfortable that you never want to leave. Ludwig Godefroy is one of those people whose passion for their work immediately shines through. As we talk, he's bubbling with energy, speaking rapidly with a sparkle in his eyes. His enthusiasm is infectious. The architect was enraptured by the Yucatan Peninsula, which separates the Gulf of Mexico from the Caribbean Sea, from his very first visit. Many things here are different from the rest of Mexico. The language, the food, the mentality, and the Mayan culture is still everywhere you look. And there is another aspect in which Mérida differs from the mega metropolis of Mexico City, where Ludwig Godefroy lives. When you arrive in Mérida, you know that you have to slow down. I like that. People here live at a slower pace because of the heat. Even the colors here are something else. In Mexico City, black and red dominate due to the volcanic rock. Here, everything is light because of the limestone, with colors ranging from cream to yellow. As our conversation continues, it becomes more and more evident. Ludwig Godefroy's architecture is shaped by his experiences. He grew up in a small fishing village on the edge of Normandy in France. His father is also an architect. As a child, he played in his study and among the Second World War bunkers, which are exposed to decay along the Atlantic coast. He studied in Paris and worked in Barcelona, New York, and Rotterdam before ending up in Mexico City quite by chance. He has now lived here for 17 years. His architectural style? Compared to his beginnings in Europe, he has very much adapted to his new home. A tropicalized, brutalist architecture with a consistently open design. The architectural past of his new chosen home also had a significant influence on the architect, namely the Mayan buildings, some of which have been uncovered and restored. Pyramids, palaces, altars, countless remnants of this advanced civilization remain on the Yucatan. Seeing the Mayan sites in Uxmal and Ka-Ba for the first time fascinated him, and he drew a connection to the bunkers of his childhood. The Mayan buildings, as is the case with the bunkers on the Atlantic coast, have lost their original significance and nature is fighting its way back. The sea in one case, the rainforest in the other. I built a bridge between the two cultures, Godefroy explains. The country where I was born and the country where I live now. It brings to mind pre-Hispanic architecture mixed with a touch of brutalism. My personal taste and the fact that I studied architecture in France influenced me to start mixing it up with the oeuvre of artists like Le Corbusier. We want to see this with our own eyes and explore the surrounding area. So we follow in the footsteps of the Mayans and seek out the inspiration behind Casa Mérida. We get in the car, and thanks to the thermotronic automatic climate control system, find ourselves sitting in a pleasantly cool stream of air in a matter of seconds. The journey is a delight. Not only can we see the agave fields passing by the roadside, but we can also experience why the GLB is even more fun in its AMG guise than it already is. As soon as we leave the outskirts of the city and turn onto the country roads, we easily switch to the sport program using the knob on the steering wheel. This firms up the chassis and makes the drive more dynamic. Before we know it, we are standing in front of the Mayan ruins of Ka-Ba. We have actually missed the last possible entry time, but the attendant makes an exception for us. He lets us in, and with no one else on the grounds, we have the impressive walls to ourselves and let the architecture work its magic on us. The elaborately decorated facades show an orange hue in the late afternoon sun, contrasting with the royal blue sky that looks almost like an unreal film set. The ruins in Ka-Ba are categorized as Puuc architecture, which Godefroy talks about enthusiastically. It is extravagant and very sculptural. There are many faces and shapes to be seen. The parallels to the house in Mérida are becoming ever clearer. The next morning, still in the hazy twilight, we are back at Casa Mérida. The proportions really took me by surprise at first, says Ludwig Godefroy about his initial impression of the property. An expansive piece of land just 8 meters wide, but 88 meters long. Then the idea. Everything is to be designed along a straight visual axis in the form of a path. This is a reference to the Sacbé of the Maya. The word in Yucatec Maya can be translated as white path, which connected important cities and sites at the time. Concrete, limestone, and wood. These are the materials the architect used to create a house that reveals itself to us step by step. It allows for individual interpretation and invites us to pause for a moment. We wander through the spacious living dining area and open the red-brown wooden doors on either side of the building. You instantly feel the cool draft. The traditional method of cross-ventilation, which the inhabitants of the Yucatan have been using for centuries, long predated air conditioning, Godefroy explains. The living areas and garden are in constant transition, flowing into one another. A design concept that runs like a golden thread through the whole. For me, the empty spaces are more important than the actual buildings. A garden is not just a spillover of a building, so I prefer to design a garden with its house, rather than the typical house and its garden. At the end of the Sakbe-inspired path is the pool. The last section of the path juts out a meter over the water, like a springboard, surrounded only by adjacent high concrete walls on which the shadows of a few trees can be seen. It is basically a room without a ceiling. Nothing distracts, and the water creates a unique echo, says Godefroy. The source of this inspiration is plain to see in another Yucatan attraction, the mystically charged cenotes. Those unique water-filled underground caves that can be found here in abundance. Magical places that the Mayans used as wells and sacrificial sites. It is the details that make the house an experience, a special moment, as Godefroy puts it. It's time to say our goodbyes. One last question for the architect. What defines good architecture? He thinks for a moment and then says, "You have to bring emotions into the architecture. A room without emotions is useless to me." We can't help but think of the GLB parked outside. If we have to leave the house, at least it's for the next adventure that awaits us. We pull the door shut, start the engine, widen our view. There is still a lot to discover on the Yucatan. This was the Mercedes-Benz Audio Experiences Viva Casa Mérida, an audio road trip through the Mexican peninsula of Yucatan.